Rapid fire. Careers. Ace your video interview. Thomas Edison conducted the first job interview in 1921 when he created a written test to evaluate job candidates. The process has come a long way since then, with Business Insider reporting that 60% of employers use video interviewing for remote hiring. During the current global health crisis, video interviews are becoming the norm. Here are some tips to make sure your video interviews are top-notch. Be sure your internet connection is strong. Video interviews are conducted using virtual meeting applications. Some of the most common are Skype, Google Meet, WebEx, GoToMeeting, and EasyTalk's Cloud Meeting. Download the software and test it several times to be certain your video and audio are at top speed. Set up a clean space for interviewing. Find a good location with a neutral wall color and good lighting. Remove clutter, clean off shelving, and remove anything you don't want a prospective employer to see. Remember that the interviewer will get a glimpse into your personal life, so be certain your space reflects the right image. A photo, flowers, or something else that looks neat and professional is fine, but keep it simple, and be sure your space is quiet with no interruptions. Dress appropriately. Video interviewing is just like any other interview, so you want to be certain that you're dressed professionally. When you're testing your internet connection, also test how your clothing appears. Keep it conservative, nothing too flashy or bright. Men can never go wrong with a button-down shirt and tie, if appropriate. Women can never go wrong with a blouse and skirt or slacks. Don't step on your interviewer. There can sometimes be a momentary lag between when your interviewer speaks and when it's your turn to respond. It's easy to become over-anxious and respond immediately, but give it a few seconds so that you're certain the conversation flows well. Practice makes perfect. Whether interviewing in person or virtually, you always want to practice so you're confident in your answers. Some questions will be obvious, e.g., tell me about yourself. Others will be specific to the job, so closely review the job posting to determine what questions will be asked. Be prepared. As with all interviews, have paper and pen at your disposal to jot down important information. And, of course, be certain that you give your interviewer all of your contact details, phone and email, at the beginning and at the end of the interview, so they can easily contact you to follow up for the next round of interviewing. Wendy Enelow is co-author of Modernize Your Resume, Get Noticed, Get Hired, and Expert Resumes for Military to Civilian Transitions. Active Duty. Captain America at Sea. USS America, a new amphibious assault ship, is using Captain America's red, white, and blue shield as its battle flag, Business Insider reports. The ship was spotted flying the Captain America battle flag, also known as a house flag, as it deployed to the Indo-Pacific. The iconic Captain America symbol, the first Avenger for this first-in-class fifth-generation amphibious assault ship, was the perfect fit, Captain Luke Frost told Business Insider. Frost added that the Captain America symbol is bold, graphic, with a clear patriotic and easily identifiable association with the name America. From Oliver Hazard Perry's Don't Give Up the Ship flag at the Battle of Lake Erie, to George Dewey's Fight flag in the Battle of Manila, and into the modern era, battle flags have been used to motivate, rally, and inspire ships, sailors, and Marines. Frost said, "These flags express unit pride and the fighting spirit of the crew." War on Terrorism. New tool of terrorism. Hamas militants in the Gaza Strip have adopted an ugly new tool of terror, improvised explosive devices, IEDs, attached to children's balloons. As the Washington Post reports, the IED-laden balloons are sometimes emblazoned with cheerful messages like, "I love you," or "Happy birthday." They are terror balloons. There is no other name, said Chai Fahima, head of an Israeli police bomb disposal squad. Their purpose is to terrify, but if it explodes near a person, near a child, it can kill. Fahima noted that a third of the balloons reported each day carry explosives. According to the Post, most of the terror balloons land harmlessly in the countryside. But the newspaper adds this new form of terrorism is taxing local police departments, disrupting daily life, and taking a psychological toll on those who live within the reach of the Gaza breeze. "Our children have learned to be scared of balloons," said a mother and business owner who lives near the Israel-Gaza border area. Personal finance. USAA. Personal finance trends. Focus on finances. J.J. Montanaro. I'm always on the lookout for personal finance trends. Earlier this year, I stumbled on a fantastic 2019 year-end recap from the Military Families Learning Network. Read on for five of the trends and studies they highlighted, plus your personal finance action items. We like the herd. It makes sense. We're social creatures. That can be good or bad. If we hear that we're spending a lot more on restaurants than our peers, it could encourage us to use the dining room table for its intended purpose. On the other hand, our peers can validate our bad habits. I come across and share plenty of studies showing that Americans are doing a poor job saving for retirement. While my intent has always been to highlight an area for improvement, maybe I'm sending the wrong message. Folks could be thinking, hey, I'm not alone. Maybe it's okay. Your action item. Blaze your own trail by establishing goals and creating a personalized plan to achieve them. Regardless of what others are doing or failing to do, you'll have a clear path to success. We like to take one step at a time. If I look down and to the left, there's a checklist sitting next to my keyboard. There's nothing like leaving the office at the end of the day, having worked my way from top to bottom. While I'm not much of a multitasker, when it comes to financial goals, multitasking may be a necessity. For example, having every cent of debt paid off shouldn't be a prerequisite to saving for retirement. Your action item: review your financial goals and, if you're not already doing it, look for opportunities to go after them simultaneously. Second jobs are common. Bankrate's side hustle survey indicates that about a third of Americans are making money outside their main employment. Unfortunately, the same survey indicates that the extra income is a necessity to cover regular living expenses. Your action item: work both ends of the budget to create space for financial good. In other words, look for opportunities to cut expenses and boost income to pay down debt, save, and invest. New car loans are nearing 70 months. That's the average length of a new car loan, according to Experian. My advice is to shoot for a loan you can pay off in fewer than 5 years. If you can't make that work, look for a different car or hold off on the purchase. Your action item: make the right call on your next car purchase. Our finances are fragile. The government shutdown that ended last year shed some light on the value of emergency savings. A Prudential study appropriately titled "Financial Fragility" of several hundred federal workers and government contractors found that 49% fell behind in paying bills and 42% increased debt when they encountered an income disruption. Your action item: build an emergency fund today. While the equivalent savings of 3 to 6 months of core expenses is ideal, even $1,000 can help bridge a small gap. Want to learn more? Watch the full video at militaryfamilieslearningnetwork.org. J.J. Montanaro is a certified financial planner with USAA. the American Legion's preferred provider of financial services. Submit questions for him online. Legion.org/USAA/focus-on-finances. Space. Mini moon. Earth has a new moon, at least for a little while. As Earth Sky reports, astronomers have released the new image of 2020 CD3, the new temporary captured object. While the object was apparently captured into Earth orbit about 3 years ago, only recently did astronomers at the Catalina Sky Survey, based in Tucson, Arizona, discover the mini moon. Earth's temporary new moon is about 6 to 12 feet in diameter. If it is natural in origin, a captured asteroid, then it is only the second known rocky satellite of the Earth ever discovered in space, other than Earth's large natural moon, according to EarthSky. The other body, discovered in 2006, has since been ejected out of Earth orbit. Business. Fast food fragrances. McDonald's is releasing a six-pack of candles scented to match all the ingredients in the fast food giant's iconic quarter pounder. A bun, ketchup, pickles, cheese, onion, and beef. The McDonald's candles come in all the scents you'd expect. As CNN reports, the candles were created to celebrate the burger's nearly 50-year run. News. 2020 National Convention. Other summer events canceled. Even during the darkest days of World War II, American Legion National Conventions were held each year by our World War I founders to conduct the organization's business and keep it helping communities, states, and the nation through trying times. Then, though, the fighting was oceans away. Today's trying times are everywhere. So for the first time in the American Legion's 101-year history, there will not be a national convention this year. In April, the COVID-19 health emergency led to the cancellation of the 102nd National Convention, scheduled for Louisville, Kentucky, at the end of August. All told, around 8,000 American Legion family members from around the world typically attend the convention. The safety of our members and compliance with state and federal public health restrictions and guidelines made this decision not only prudent but necessary. American Legion National Commander James W. Bill Oxford said, "The 102nd National Convention is now scheduled for August 27th through September 2nd, 2021, in Phoenix. The terms of currently serving national officers, including Oxford, are extended until then. According to the National Constitution and Resolution No. 3, unanimously passed by the National Executive Committee, NEC, in an email vote. Nationally appointed American Legion Commission and Committee chairpersons will also remain in their positions until the NEC's 2021 fall meetings per this resolution. These actions are within the authority of the NEC, according to the American Legion's Constitution and bylaws. The National Convention is the culmination of a summer of traditional American Legion national events, which this year have been canceled as well. American Legion Junior Shooting Sports Championship, American Legion Baseball Regionals and World Series, American Legion Legacy Run, Sons of the American Legion National Convention, American Legion Boys Nation. Go to legion.org/coronavirus for the latest news and updates. Education. Chapter 33, Benefits and COVID-19. Question. This is my first semester in college using my Chapter 33 GI Bill benefits. I did not register for online classes since my monthly housing allowance, MHA, would only be $894.50, compared to resident classes being paid at $1,671. Because of COVID-19, my classes were taught online effective March 23rd. What will happen with my MHA? Answer. With the passing of Senate Bill 3503, Chapter 33 students who were pursuing resident courses and converted to online teaching due only to COVID-19 will continue to receive the same MHA rate for resident. So you should be receiving the same monthly rate. If there are additional fees due to online teaching, contact your school so it can certify the correct tuition and fees to VA. Valerie Hefner is a Marine Corps veteran and member of American Legion Post 27 in Apache Junction, Arizona. Ask Valerie at legion.org. Verbatim. To us, the American presence is like the electricity network in a house. If the light is turned off, the whole place goes dark. Iraqi Brigadier General based in Western Iraq, speaking on condition of anonymity. Membership. New posts. Post 233, Pecos, Texas. Chartered March 31st, 15 members. Post 175, Long Meadow, Massachusetts. Chartered March 31st, 15 members. Post 2020, Littleton, Colorado. Chartered March 26th, 39 members. Tarmac Post 1920, Denver. Chartered March 26th, 37 members. Glenn D. Frazier Post 222, Spanish Fort, Alabama. Chartered March 25th, 17 members. Townsend Doles Post 2020, Claremore, Oklahoma. Chartered March 23rd, 19 members. Post 911, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Chartered February 26th. 15 members.